Is going to be a little different, okay? We're going to work through the sugya, and then we're going to get to mezuzah, sota, but we're going to get to places that I think are going to be very, very halach lamaisa, even though you would not naturally think so. Okay, so let's just review. Our Gemara Daf Chaf Mem Beis establishes a unique Zeiros HaKasuv that tells when it comes to a get must be written on a single sefer and not shnei svarim. Sefer Echad, the low base svarim, which presumably the Gemara's context is an interesting context where a man gives his wife a get. And he says, but the line, the get is yours, but I'm going to keep in between the lines. In between the lines is mine. So the Gemara suggests that that should definitely not work. Why? Because that's going to be called Shnei Sfarim. Why is that going to be called Shnei Sfarim? Says the Ran, design is omed le to be cut, and therefore he's got some, she's got some, but what she's got is staccato. She's got a line, then a break, then a line, then a break. So that, says the Gemara, is no good. From the simple reading of our Gemara, what does Shnei Dapim mean? Again, if you learn like the Ran that we saw on Thursday, what does it mean? Again, he gave her a get. He gave her a get, but he's keeping the white. And says the Ran, what is going to happen to this piece of paper? It's going to be cut up into pieces, which means that what does she have? A line, and then another line. The get is divided into multiple pieces. And says the Gemara, that's impossible because it's called Shnayim O Shlosha Svar. Then there's a Gemara that Tosas cites us to Amdaf Pei Zayin Amid Beis. And the Mishnah Amdaf Pei Zayin Amid Beis, I'll turn to it, you don't have to. But the Mishnah tells us very clearly that Shiar Mixas HaGet. If while you're writing a get, you left open space. Shiar Mixas HaGet, the Kasvo, and then you continue writing Bidaf HaShem. On a second column, the Eidim Ilmata and the Eidim are signed on the bottom, says the Mishnah kosher. So what does this Mishnah suggest? Okay. Why is it kosher? Because it's on one piece of paper. So the fact that there is spaces in that one piece of paper, it doesn't make a difference. And what I would get out of, if I were to draw, mind the nugget, from my second given looking at both Daf Chaf Mem Beis and Daf Pei Zayin Mem Beis, is if it's on two pieces of paper, it is kosher. Sorry, if it's on two pieces of paper, it's possible. If it's on one piece of paper, even though there's a break in the middle, it is kosher. And who is going to be the dominant proponent of that thesis? That is what?
I meant
that
Tosis.
Is the view of Tosis.
That's good.
Tosis is going to take that position that, again, I'm going to just shorthand, if it's two columns, what's the din? It's going to be good. And Tosis makes this point when we have parallel sugyas. You have a parallel sugya in Maseches Menachos, and you have a parallel sugya in Maseches Sota. So in each of those cases, take a quick look at that Tosis by us. Because Tosis by us just lays it out, and this Tosis is repeated throughout Shas, both in Hilchos, in Menachos, and Maseches Sota. If you look at Tosis, the Masa Lo Sefer Echad. So Tosis says, Avagav Dekhaman, Darshi Rabbanan. Sefer Lesvi has done. We come up and Darshi Nami Hab Joshua the Hub. We tell me, hey, Chab Makshim, Beperk Basa, Shia mixes get, because we're Dafa Sheni, have a little mix of Shnei Dapit. Mishum Sefer Echad, I'm Rahman Voshaim Shosh Far. Kedamrinan, and he quotes Perk Bez de Sota, Kosva Bishnei Dapim is Psula. Kosva Bishnei Dapim is Psula. After all, Sefer Echad, I'm Rahman. The Omeri, the Shnei Dapim, the Sota, Iri, Bishtei Chatichos. When it says Shnei Dapim by Sota, it's talking about what? Two Chatichos. What does two Chatichos mean? Two separate pieces of paper. And what does it mean on that page? Zion says Tosos, Ulekamon Airi, Biklaf Echad, Bishnei Amudim. And over there on that page, Zion is referring to Klaf Echad, Bishnei Amudim. What does Klaf Echad, Bishnei Amudim mean? So according to Tosos, two columns. What's the din? Two columns. You write again on two columns, what's the din? Two pages, no. Two pages, what's the din? When it comes to Sota, two columns, what's the din?
Kosh.
Two pages, what's the din? Plus. And guess what? When it comes to mezuzah, that's what many of you spend most of your morning seder on. When it comes to mezuzah on daf, Menachas daf lamed gimel, once again you have this sugya of Shnei Dapim is puzzle. How does Tosis understand Shnei Dapim? Two pages is puzzle. Two pages is puzzle, two columns. In other words, according to Tosus, still view throughout us. That is the Tosus in Menachos, on Daf Lamed Gimel. It's our Tosfos as well, Masech has given, and that is a simple, simple halach. If it's on one piece of paper, even if there are breaks in the middle, it's kosher. If it's on two separate and distinct pieces of paper, you wrote half on one page and half on another page, even though they're easily put together, but that's called Shnei Sfarim. And Shnei Sfarim, the Torah says, because of a Sefer Krisus, it has to be a single Sefer and not Shnei Sfarim. So far, so good? Simple. Now notice, in my opinion, which sugya is driving this split? It's Gittin that's driving. Why is Gittin driving it? Because we have two conflicting Gemaras in Maseches Gittin. One Gemara Daf Pei Zayin Beis says, Shnei Dapim is kosher, and our Gemara says, Shnei Sfarim is pasul. So how do you reconcile that? So Tosa says the reconciliation is a daf means an amud, a column, and that's now Gittin is reconciled. And says Tosa that there should be no difference when it comes to mezuzah and sotah. You have the same drasha, the same halacha, sefer echad below shnei svarim. Does the Torah use the word sefer when it comes to Megillah Sotah?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Sefer echad below shnei svarim. Does it use the word sefer when it comes to mezuzah?
No.
It doesn't, but the din is the same, and therefore Tosfos says a consistent rule.
Because it's a sefer.
Okay, very good. Very good, Rory. So Tosfos Menachos says not so fast. I'll get to Tosfos Menachos in a second. Rashi in Menachos. Rashi in Maseches Sotah changes things up. Does Rashi Maseches Gittin change things up?
No.
No, why not?
He can't.
Why can't he change things up in Maseches Gittin? Daf Pei Zayin says Shnei Dapim is kosher. Daf Chav says Shnei Sfarim is pasul. So there is very little wiggle room when it comes to Maseches Gittin. So Rashi says two columns is kosher. Two pages is pasul. No machlokas. And you're going to find that's going to be throughout Rashi and Maseches Menachos. You spend a lot of time on that Rashi. And Rashi Maseches Sotah, let's just prove the point. If you take a look, open Sotah Daf Yurchesim and Aleph. You should have it in your sheets. If you look at Sotah Yurchesim and Aleph, the first line of the Gemara. Kasva al Shnei Dapim Psulim. And it's the same exact drasha that we have. Yurchesim and Aleph. Kasva al Shnei Dapim Psulim. You write Megillah Sotah on two Dapim. What does Dapim mean? We don't know. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Sefer Echadam Rachman Vlo Shnei Vlo Shnei Vlo Rashi writes, what does Ashnei Dapim mean? Listen to this. Kedapim Shel Sefer Torah. You write on the Dapim like a Sefer Torah. What does that mean? Ha'asuyim Amudim. So you take a big piece of cloth and you write it on two Amudim. Is it one cloth or two cloths? Even one cloth, two Amudim, says Rashi, what's the halacha when it comes to Sota? So Rashi tells you when it comes to Sota, two columns is, and what's he going to say about two pages? It's two pages, it's certainly going to be possible. Two columns is, and what about when it comes to mezuzah? So again, Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph in Maseches Menachos. So if you take a look over there, Rashi tells you, you have again this funny drasha, Al Shnei, Kosva Al Shnei Dapim is psula. If you write again on Shnei Dapim, what does Dapim mean? So Rashi writes, if you look at Ru'uya L'Shnei Sipim, that's where it's most clear. Shinia Gvil Chalak Ben Daf L'Daf. You left Gvil Chalak. What does Gvil mean? Empty parchment in between the two Dapim. V'Ru'uya L'Chalak. It's subject to what? To cutting. Chetzia Kan, Chetzia Kan. It's subject to cutting, but what is it right now? Right now it's a single unitary hole with a space in between, and Rashi says that's going to be Kosav al Shnei Dapim Psula. Two pages is certainly finished the story. There is an addendum.
Why does Rashi say it's kosher for mezuzah?
What?
What do we infer from that?
What are you saying?
Remember, we changed it to Kiroi Yushnei.
In other words, if it's a single document, half written up here, space, now half, it's subject to being divided and putting into one mezuzah or two mezuzahs.
And the only thing that applies is that it is not subject to meaning it's one column and it's kosher. It's the only thing that applies.
That's
it doesn't
right.
really apply anything. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Where am I? Okay. Last addendum.
But also, should we give a quick one-liner?
Yeah, quick one liner. So according to Rashi, in Gittin, if it's written on two columns, it's what? I mean, this is what I care about. If it's written on two columns on one piece of paper, by get it's kosher. Whereas by mezuzah, two columns is pasul, and by sota, two columns is pasul. And that is where he and the Baalei HaTosfos digress.
So why does he agree with Tosfos in Gittin but not?
Okay, that's good. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yes, Mr. Zink.
Why do we care if it's written on two pages or two columns? Why is that even a?
As opposed to just write it however you want.
Write it on two pages. What's the negative implication of?
Okay, so the Gemara has in both in Maseches Gittin and in Maseches Sota, the Torah uses the term sefer. The Kosav was sefer krisus by Gittin. And by Sota, it also says the Kohen writes the Kosav Megillah Sota. He writes a Megillah Sota. I'm sorry, a Sefer Megillah. He used the term Sefer, the Kosav Ba Sefer, actually. So the word Sefer implies some kind of unitary text. So Tosis says a unitary text means it has to be one formal document, a page. Whereas Rashi says unitary text means it has to be some kind of singular flow in that page, but if it's a broken flow, that breaks this halacha. So it comes from that Xeris HaKos is safer. So just to complete the discussion, Tosis and Menachos and Daf Lamed Gimel Met Aleph, take a look inside quickly. Tosis just cites, perhaps Rashi might be right over here. Maybe you can argue that Rashi is correct when it comes to. Maybe Rashi is right when it comes to the Sota case. That what? That two columns is going to be also no good. Why would two columns also be no good? A very, very subtle deal that he makes. When it comes to the din of get, the Torah writes because of law, safer. When it comes to Sota, the Torah writes ba-safer. What does Ba Sefer imply, says Tosfos? So Abba Besota Kosov Ba Sefer. What does Ba Sefer mean? Demashma Ba Sefer HaMivurar. Ve Miyuchad. So what does Ba Sefer suggest? The Ba, it should be written in the Sefer. The He HaYediyah, the Sefer, Ba Sefer, which means a perfected Sefer. A flawless sefer, a crystal clear sefer. What happens when you have a document that has space in the middle? Maybe someone could write something in the middle, something it's subject to perhaps some kind of manipulation. Bas sefer demands a perfected sefer without any separation, whereas by get it just says sefer. So Tosa suggests a Xeris HaKosa that might shift Sota towards the direction of Rashi. Okay. Rabosai, as Aaron says, the main task right now is to explore Rashi. Because according to Tosfos, again, this is the dominant sheet in Tosfos, it's found throughout Shas. Every Tosfos addresses takes the dominant view, and that's just a consistent view. Sefer demands a single chefza. A single chefza. When you have two pages, what do you have? You have
two chefzas.
Multiple chefzas. And a get and the Megillah Sota and Mezuzah demand a single chefza. Once you are writing half here, half there, that's not called a mezuzah. You know what that's called? That's either called half a mezuzah times two or mezuzot. But it's not a mezuzah. It's not a get. It's not a Megillah Sota. Rashi, however, Rashi says by get, create spaces, make columns, but don't do that when it comes to a Megillah Sota. Don't do that when it comes to now. Isaac, I'm going to call on you to share the Merome Sot. Isaac has a... Isaac and Shmuley, they did some research last night, and they came up with a Chiddush of the Netziv. Whenever, Thursday night. They came up with the Chiddush of the Netziv, and tell me what the Netziv says.
In you could have, would allow it to be a longer get, could maybe flow over to a second. For Mezuzah and Sota, there's a set thing to write, there's no addition that you can write, so there's a limited amount that you can write it in. So therefore, that's why you can only write it in, you can't write two columns.
And give me the paradigm of something that just cannot be written.
Sefer Torah.
A Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah cannot be written on one piece of cloth. There's no cloth big enough. And therefore, a Sefer Torah also is not flawed with this din of
the physicality of the document.
So says the Merome Sadeh, this halacha and Rashi's understanding is purely a technical issue. How long is a get? It's unclear. I could put whatever tznon I want in a get. And therefore, it's not a finite document. And therefore, it can allow for multiple columns, like a Sefer Torah. Masha'ein Kane, Mezuzah, and Tefillin. So that shot, this is the shot of the Netziv in a Sefer called Merome Sadeh. That shot, I would like to just, okay, I'm not here to argue on the Netziv, but I read the Netziv as it was summarized, and I think it could be explained a little bit sharp. So could someone tighten it up? Dovi.
I have a question on it. It needs to be that long, but you make it that long. Then isn't that a problem? So once it can be...
We know all over Basek's good. You can make some. You can make conditions.
But what if you don't have any time? You just want to write on two pages.
But once we allow it, they get...
Right.
But I think that it's saying something deeper, saying something more fundamental. Yes?
I think perhaps he's going to answer a question.
Not false, but what's the lumdus of the Netziv? Yeah?
So to our... I mean, it's all the rest of, like, those are, like, this stairs of custom.
That what?
Meaning, it's set.
It's set. There is a formal text that mezuzah and sota must have. What is the formal text of mezuzah? It's two parashas of Shema. It's a formal text. It has a formal document, formal text. Parashas sota is... It's Parsha Sota. It's the Psukim in Parshas Naso. It's a formal text. And therefore, there's a demand for formality. Once there is a break in the text, guess what? It's not. You've lost your text. In other words, if you write two lines, then you stop for five, and then you write again two lines on the bottom, that's not a single text. The demand is a singular formal text. That is the parashas of Shema, and that is the parashas of Masechet. So, what's the nusach of a get? There is no nusach of a get. Yes, it has to say, Hare at muteris l'chol adam, but there is no formal nusach. And as a result, it does not have the formalities of a chetza, of a text. And as such, says Rashi, dafka by gittin. You can go ahead and write it on two columns, not a problem. When it comes to mezuzah and sota, which are basically cut and pastes of Sefer Torah. And once you're cut and paste of a text of Torah, you cannot have gaps and cavities in your document. I think that is the simple, straightforward svara of Rashi, which we're going to come back to momentarily. Ari?
What happens if
it's okay if there's no gaps. If there's no gaps, it's okay. But once you're creating gaps, there's space... Correct. Okay, Rabosa, let's continue. Now, I have the final question I want to address. This was touched on, if you saw the Rambam, he makes a note of it. I believe Tosis, maybe not here, but in Sota makes a note of it. Okay, I have, according to Tosis, and according to Rashi, Tosis, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that if it's on two pages, it's possible. Correct? Everyone agrees that's across the board. Okay, I want to cure the problem. So I take, let's say, two pieces of cloth, and I sew them together. And then I write the get. Then I write the Megillah Sota. Then I write the mezuzah. Cloth that is sewn together. Or, don't tell me Sefer Torah. I know that's what it is. But a Sefer Torah does not have a din of Sefer.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
That was a little
sore. No, it doesn't. It does have a din of Sefer Echa. It does not have to be a Sefer Echa.
It can't be
a Sefer Echa. Maybe, in fact, that's a Raya against.
No, 100%. Because
maybe it's a Raya against. Maybe it's a Raya against. But when it comes to Tfira or gluing, is that something that will now create unification, Sefer Echa, or it will not? Let us take a look. Open up your Gemaras. How many saw the Gemara in Maseches Menachos Dav Lamed Beis? Did anyone get to this? Or am I running solo?
We had a hard time.
You had a hard time. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Open up Lamed Beis Amarach. Okay, the Gemara here is found. Very fascinating Gemara. So the Gemara wants to know, we're in the middle of discussing Hilchos Mezuzah. And the Gemara wants to know, what are the parashas of Mezuzah? Remind me, I forgot already. Shema and Vahayim Shema. Yeah. So you write Shema, you write volume Shamoa, and now the Gemara has a discussion over here. Towards the bottom of the page. When you write Shema v'Hayim Shamoa, should there be a break in the parashios, or do you run one parasha right into the other? Break in the parashios or one right into the others? Take a look. First word on the line, about 10 lines in the bottom of the page. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, mitzvah lasosan stumos. The mitzvah is to write them satsum, which means straight. No breaks, straight through. V'i'adinu psuchos, but if you made it patuach, with breaks, shaper dummy, it's okay. So the Gemara says, really, it's okay? Yeah. Umay psuchos, when it says psuchos, the Chomer of Shem Elazar, af psuchos. Meaning, you don't have to do a psuchos, but if you did a psuchos, it is kosher. Okay? So you can do either stumos or psuchos. Now watch this. Rabbos, you have a Sefer Torah. Can you turn the Sefer Torah into tefillin? No. Can you turn tefillin shel rosh into tefillin shel yad?
No.
No. Can you turn Sefer Torah into a mezuzah?
No.
No. Why not? We have a principle called Malin Bakodesh, the Emorim. You can go to a higher level of sanctity, you can't go to a lower level of sanctity. Says the Gemara. Watch this. So, let me prove this point. Kayotze boba sefer Torah. You have a sefer Torah shibola, utfilin shibolu. You have a sefer Torah that now is pustle, it's worn out, it is not usable. You have tefillin that is pustle, worn out, not usable. So are you allowed to use a sefer Torah or tefillin now for mezuzah? In osin mehem mezuzah, you're not allowed to use it for mezuzah. Why? Lefi she'ein morid mikdusha chamor l'kdusha kal. Because by using a sefer Torah or tefillin for mezuzah, you are... You're downgrading the Kedusha. You're downgrading the Kedusha. But let's say you were allowed to do that. Let's say that wasn't an issue. Let's say you could downgrade. Hamoridin. If it wasn't a problem to do that, then Osin. Then it would be permissible. And now the Gemara asks, am I? After all, Hacha Stumos, the Hacha Psumos. The Gemara is saying, in principle, could you use text of Sefer Torah for a mezuzah? In principle. Yeah. The answer is yes. But there's a side problem. What's the side problem? Ain't more reading. But in principle, you could. Now, in a Sefer Torah, when the text is written in the Sefer Torah, is it satum or is it patuach? It is satum. It is satum. It is, the text of Kriyat Shema is satum. It's closed. Okay? In mezuzah, it's what? If you tell me it must be open, then could you use the text of Sefer Torah for mezuzah?
No.
You couldn't use the text of Sefer Torah for mezuzah if it must be open. So what does this tell you? Not that it must be open, it can be open. And that allows you to use the text of a Sefer Torah for what? For mezuzah. One more time. The Gemara says, in principle, can you use the text of Sefer Torah for mezuzah?
Yes.
No. Why not? Because, yes, in principle you can, but you can't because of Malam HaKodesh Ve'ein Mori, says the Gemara. Yeah, but if it wasn't for that reason, would you be allowed to? You'd be allowed to. The Sefer Torah text is stumos, and you tell me mezuzah has to be psuchos. The answer is, mezuzah doesn't have to be psuchos. It could even be, it can be psuchos. It doesn't have to be psuchos, it can be stumos. Clear? Have I lost you? I feel like I'm losing.
I don't understand why there's such a...
But you still can't use it.
You can't use it because of Malam Bakodesh Ve'ein Morim. But now we have a proof from Shimon ben Elazar that a mezuzah is allowed to be written Bain. Patuach Bain Satu. Am I with you? Are you with me? Okay, what does that do to us? Hold on. Okay, now watch this. So the Gemara says, there is no proof here, guys. I need you totally locked in. Dilma, perhaps the case that we're talking about is Lahashlin. What we're talking about is not that you're going to cut out the full parashas of Sefer Torah, Kriyat Shema, and put in a mezuzah, but you're doing it Lahashlin. What does Lahashlin mean? What does that mean? To complete, please take a look at Tosfos. Please take a look at Tosfos. Dilma Lahashli. Okay, this is a little tricky, just stay with me. Perush Bat Kuntrus. She quotes Rashi. She'im chasra mezuzah shita achas. If your mezuzah is missing one line. If it wasn't for the fact of Malin Bakodesh Vein Maridin, if it wasn't for that fact, Ilav De'ein Maridin, what would I do? Hayanotlin Shita Achas Mi Sefer Torah. I would take that corresponding line of a Sefer Torah. Bitofrin. And what would I do?
Sew it.
I would sew it. Bimezuzah. If it wasn't for Ein Maridin, I could take that line and cut it out of the Sefer Torah and sew it onto the mezuzah. The harder Amrina B'Yushai and Perakam and the Megillah. The Tefillah Mezuzahs, Ein Nichtavin, Ela Al Or Echad. Tefillah Mezuzah has to be written on what?
One.
On one piece of parchment. Hahi B'Shelo Tofar Ha'oros Zebos. When is it true that it must be on one parchment? That's assuming what? That you're not. But once you sew them together, then guess what? It becomes Sefer Echad. So this Tosfos is very, very significant. What is this Sefer Torah? Remember, there's a halacha in mezuzah. That mezuzah has to be, everyone agrees, has to be on one page. Tosfos comes along and says that if you have two pieces of parchment, and now you did what? You sewed one to the other. What do we call that? Can you take it from the Sefer Torah? Absolutely not. Why not? Because Malin Bakodesh Vein Maridin. But for that issue, this is called Sefer Echad, because Tefira, sewing, is Sefer Echad. That's very significant. Does Tosfos stop right there? Tosfos stop right in there?
Probably not.
No, he doesn't. Then he says something else. V'yesh. So again, shot number one in Tosfos is Tefira creates unification, and that will be effective. One second. V'yesh od lefarish. I'll give you another shot. Kigon de parsha shma besof amud. You wrote parsha shma at the bottom of the page. V'hosif parshas v'hayim shamoa begilyon shalamata. You wrote a mezuzah. Sorry, what did you do over here? So you have a Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah at the bottom of the column says Shema. What do? You cut that out, and then there's a margin on the bottom. So what do you do with the margin on the bottom? You wrote V'hayim Shamo. So you use the Sefer Torah for a mezuzah. Are you allowed to do so? No. Why not? Malin Bakodesh. But if it weren't for Malin Bakodesh, would this be a good solution to?
Yes.
It would be a good solution. Okay, what are you doing? Lahashlim. You're just completing. What did you have? You had a Sefer Torah with Shema. And now what do you do on the bottom? There's a margin on the bottom. You wrote Vahaya underneath. So far, so good? Okay. Parshas Vahaya im Shamoa betchilas ha'amud. Or you had your Vahaya in your Sefer Torah was where?
Top.
Was on the top. And you have a margin on the top. And what did you add on top? You added Shema on top. Digest for a second. I'm going to ask a simple question. Is sewing two pieces of cloth together, does that create Sefer Echad?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, theoretically, if you could do it, yes.
I guess you get it right.
It depends what's written on the...
It depends is a fair way to start. If it's a maybe, then you don't have to. No, no. If it's a maybe, you don't have to.
I just said it works. The second answer told us to say that
it depends on the 2 days in Tosfos. According to the first approach in Tosfos, does sewing create unity?
Yes,
it does. And it's Sefer Echad. And what's your case over here? You grafted from the Sefer Torah onto the mezuzah, created a single document, and Tefira works. Why is Tosfos number two, the second answer to Tosfos, deviate from that? Because he holds, apparently, that Tefira, sewing, is still plagued by what disease? It's still Shnei Sfar. Sewing doesn't cure the problem. Because how many pieces of cloth do you have? Yeah, two. Good, you sold two pieces of cloth together, but it's still two pieces of cloth.
He talks about them in the language as if they're two, you're saying?
He's saying, no. What's his second answer? His second answer is, I'm going to take a piece of Sefer Torah, and now on the margin I'm going to... I'm going to do what?
Write it.
I'm going to write it. So how many klafim do I have? I have a single klaf. Why does Tosis give us that second shot? Probably because he maintains that the first shot is flawed. Why is the first shot flawed? Because sewing does not equal... If I take two pieces... Let me ask something. If I take these two pieces of paper and I glue them together, is it so patently obvious to you that this is now a cool piece of paper because I glued it together?
No.
No. You could argue it is. Or you could argue it says two pieces of paper that are glued together, but it's still called two pieces of paper. So this is two deos in Tosfos. Is sewing something that creates unification? Or you still have two pieces of paper that have to come up with a different shot. What's my other shot? Is I wrote the balance in the margins. Okay, one, I'm hitting my second answer Tosis. Tell me what happened over here in the second answer Tosis.
You wrote Shema on top of
it. I had a Sefer Torah, a piece of Sefer Torah that says over here, Vahaya. And what did I do? I cut that out and I wrote on the top,
I don't think that's...
Any problems?
Yeah! Oh. I don't think that's the same din of the Sosa at all. There's an issue
any
with that.
Any problems?
Yeah, that's not too klafin.
It doesn't have to be too klafin. I don't want two klafin. I want one klaf. It's one klaf, yes.
Spaces. You didn't write
no mezuzah. Spaces.
That wasn't originally a mezuzah.
What? Correct.
What did he say?
A mezuzah has to be written kesidron. It has to be written how? In order. How in the world can Tosfos give this answer when, after all, what came first? I wrote Vahaya, and then on top of Vahaya, I wrote Shema. It'd be totally flawed. Who asked this kasha? So the main one who asked this kasha, I put on your marmakomos. Again, we're getting to the finish line. Take a look at Bays 1. Well, just look at Bays 1b, and then C, and then one little I. Bays 1b. Shulchan Aruch Ebn Ezer. This is the Ramah. Dovak Shnei Oros Biyachar Al Yedei Devek V'kosav Aleim Get. You took two pieces of what? Klav. You glued them together. You ought to get Pasul Misafik. What does he say? Pasul Misafik. What does Pasul Misafik mean? I'm not sure. Why is he not sure? Because 2 days in... 2 days in Tosis. Does gluing, sewing, does that create unification? Yafeh. Look at Shulchan Aruch. This is in Hilchos Mezuzah, Reish Sadi. Sefer Torah utfilin shebalu. Ain osme mezuzah. Ven kosan osan al gil yonai Sefer Torah. Fish emo read megdusha chamur la gdusha kala. Emo read it. Okay, fine. Now look at the Taz. Vikosha, where I underline. Vikosha ala chaluka. Shekosav shma lemala. Have shelo kesidron. How can we justify Mahaya and then writing Shema on top? After all, is that not writing the mezuzah how?
Is it possible that has to be...
That's Tosis' case.
Does mezuzah have a case of... Dinam Sidrum?
Yes, Pasha.
I mean, sorry, mezuzah or only tefillin?
No, it's mezuzah too. Someone will argue, maybe this Tosis holds not... There's no such thing by mezuzah. And
is it
Sidrum
only writing it in one sitting?
So comes along the Taz. And the Taz writes, look... Vinireli, dehatosfus spirale, dehahi, shalokasidron, myri, dafka, bechat, parsha, atzma. Maybe the din of locasidron is only each and every parsha. However, here I wrote the entire Bahaya, kasidron. And now I'm going to write the entire Shema, kasidron, and therefore it's good, even though. The Parsha of Ahoya was written before the Parsha of Shema. Maybe Tosfos, he argues it's a din in what? It's a din in the Parsha itself, not in the entire mezuzah, but in the Parsha. And then he brings a proof. Who's learning Daf Yomi? Earlier in the Masechet. It's a din. Hakore, let's say you read Shema out of order. Echad, Hashem, Elokeinu.
You have dyslexia.
If I read out of order, what's the difference? Am I Yotze Kriyat Shema or not? Hello? Not the only people.
Probably not.
But everyone agrees. Everyone agrees. That when do we say HaKorei L'Mafreya is Lo Yotza, that's if you read within a parsha the words out of order. But if you read, for example, V'Hoya and then Shema, or V'Yomer and then Shema, you know what the din is? You Yotza. So comes along, listen carefully, comes along the Taz as proof. This Tosis stands for the rule that the din of Kesidron is within the parsha it has to be in order, but the entire mezuzah, you can write V'Hoya before Shema, and I'll prove it to you, because when you recite Kriyat Shema, what can you recite? You can recite V'Hoya before Shema. Rabosai, can you?
We don't hold it.
Can you counter of the Taz based on your logic and tie it into principles that we've developed in today's shift?
I want to say something, but it's logic and not mission.
Okay, go ahead.
We spent so much
time. Go ahead, just give me the answer.
How can you make a connection when you cuss off and speak?
Yes.
Okay.
When it comes to, listen to this. This is not me. This is your very own. It's all on your mamakomas. It's the Mishnah Berurah's Pshat. The Mishnah Berurah says it's Raya is no Raya. Why is it not a Raya? And this is especially for Daf Yomi people, if you study Brachos. When it comes to Kriyat Shema, is Kriyat Shema a single unit of three parshios? Or is it three parshios that are said one after another? Is it a single unit? Or is it three separate and distinct parshas? For example, the first parsha, what's its dominant theme?
Accepting the
second parsha, what's its dominant theme? Kabbalah's all mitzvos. Third parsha, what's its dominant theme? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Three separate and distinct themes. It happens to be three separate and distinct parshios. In fact, many say, if you just said the first parsha, if you just said the first parsha, if machoksim, whether you yotzei doraisa or not, these are three separate parshios that are recited together. But there are three separate parts. So if I asked you, what is the unit of Kriyat Shema? What is the unit of Kriyat Shema? What's the answer? The unit is it the entirety of the Kriyat Shema, or is it each and every parsha? The unit of Kriyat Shema is each and every second parsha. If that's the unit of Kriyat Shema, the din of HaKorei L'Mafreya applies where? It applies separate. One more time. There are three paragraphs. I'm asking you a very simple question. Is this, the three paragraphs together comprise a single solitary unit that we call Kriyat Shema, or no? They continue to be separate and distinct units that we happen to say together, but they're separate and distinct units. The answer is, they are separate and distinct units. As such, we have a halacha, HaKorei L'Mafreya, and you read V'Hoya before Shema. Are you Yotze? Yes, you are. Why? Because the din of HaKorei L'Mafreya is defined by the unit. What is the unit? The unit is the parsha. That's the unit. What is the unit of mezuzah? It's not the parsha. The unit of the mezuzah is the entirety of these two paragraphs. And therefore, says what? Says the Mishnah Berurah, this proof, you cannot compare the recitation of the parshas of Kriyat Shema to the writing of the mezuzah. When it comes to the writing of the mezuzah, this is not two separate parshas. It is a mezuzah comprised of these paragraphs, but it is a single solitary unit. Where did I get this idea from? It's very reminiscent of, what did we say in Rashi? When it comes to Sota, when it comes to Mezuzah, there you can't have two columns. Why not? Because it's a set text. And the entirety of the Mezuzah and the entirety of the Megillah Sota is your unit of text. Unlike, does get have a set text? doesn't have a set text. So that's the same basic idea. One last point, which I'm not going to develop with you length right now, but just to think about. If I were doing show and tell today, I would bring in tefillin shoros. How many pieces of leather is a tefillin shoros made out of? The answer is the halacha, it has to be made out of or echad. But how many compartments does it have? Four compartments, and each one of those compartments holds how many oros, how many pieces of leather, how many compartments. If you've ever been to a mezuzah factory, there's another halacha that you have to be accomplished, and that is the mezuzahs have to be perfectly. How do you keep them? I'll give you an idea. Glue. My question for you is, does put together by, kept together by glue? Depends on gittin daf chaf. So it depends on menachas daf lamed beis. Is gluing, does that create, they start to separate? Does that make one? Or is it now considered to be four? Big diyun. Again, I put on your marmakomos, just the marmakomos, won't go through it inside, but lengthy discussions in Mishnah Berurah, in Bir Halacha, and this is a shas topic. When you will have a din that requires one, and you sew and you glue, does that create unity or not? So as I mentioned at the outset, we take you from a sugya in Gittin, which has dramatic halacha l'maisa ramifications in many, many different areas, which again are highlighted later on in your Maamakomos. We will stop.